Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 20. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions to Sanatana Goswami. Text number 117. Krishna Bhuli Sei Jiva Anadi Bahirmukha Ataeva Maya Tare Deya Samsara Dukkha. Krishna Bhuli Sei Jiva Anadi Bahirmukha Ata eva maya tare deya samsara dukkha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Krishna Bhuli, forgetting Krishna, Sei Jiva, that living entity, Anadi, from time immemorial, Bahirmukha, attracted by the external feature, Ataeva, therefore, Maya, illusory energy, Tare, to him, Deya, gifts, Samsara Dukkha, miseries of material existence. Forgetting Krishna, the living entity has been attracted by the external feature from time immemorial. Therefore, the illusory energy Maya gives him all kinds of misery in his material existence. Srila Prabhupada's purport: when the living entity forgets his constitutional position as an eternal servant of Krishna, he is immediately entrapped by the illusory external energy. The living entity is originally part and parcel of Krishna, and is therefore the superior energy of Krishna. He is endowed with inconceivable minute energy that works inconceivably within the body. However, the living entity, forgetting his position, is situated in material energy. The living entity is called the marginal energy because by nature he is spiritual, but by forgetfulness he is situated in the material energy. Thus, he has the power to live either in the material energy or in the spiritual energy, and for this reason he is called marginal energy. Being in the marginal position, he is sometimes attracted by the external illusory energy, and this is the beginning of material life. When he enters that material energy, he is subjected to the threefold time measurement, past, present, and future. Past, present, and future belong only to the material world. They do not exist in the spiritual world. The living entity is eternal, and he existed before the creation of this material world. Unfortunately, he has forgotten his relationship with Krishna. The living entity's forgetfulness is described herein as anadi, which indicates that it has existed since time immemorial. One should understand that due to his desire to enjoy himself in competition with Krishna, the living entity comes into material existence. Krishna bullies a jiva anadi bahir muka ata eva maya tare deya samsara dukkha. Forgetting Krishna, the living entity has been attracted by the external feature from time immemorial. Therefore, the illusory energy maya gives him all kinds of misery in his material existence. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Shatarine. This is one of the most important sections of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita because it describes the teachings Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu imparted to Sri Sanatana Goswami. And actually we find everything in these few chapters. I forgot the number of chapters, 5 chapters or so, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing Sanatana Goswami. Everything is explained. Krishna tattva is explained. Jiva tattva is explained. Rasa tattva is explained. So if we study carefully these chapters, we can have an understanding of the truth of Sri Krishna and the truth of our constitutional position as eternal servants of Krishna. And this is actually what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained in the previous verses to Sri Sanatana Goswami, that actually our constitutional position is Jivera Svarup Hoi Krishnera Nityadas. We are eternally Krishna's servants. Today's verse explains how we have forgotten Krishna. So our constitutional position is to always remember Krishna, always love Krishna. If someone loves, if someone remembers Krishna, really remembers Krishna, there is no way that that person will not be able to love Krishna. One we love Krishna always. Remembrance of Krishna and love of Krishna goes together hand by hand. If someone loves Krishna, he will remember Krishna. If someone remembers Krishna, he will love Krishna, because Krishna means supremely attractive. It is only due to the fact that we are minute in size, in comparison to Krishna. We are compared to sparks. In the previous verses, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes the Vishnu Purana, the verses starting with the line, let me see, Eka. Eka something. Eka desha stitasya kner. Yotsna vistariniyata. Parasya brahmana shaktis tatedam akilam jagat. And the meaning of the translation Srila Prabhupada gives to the verse is, just as the illumination of a fire, which is situated in one place, is spread all over, the energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parabrahman, are spread all over the universe. So we are actually Krishna's energies. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives the example of Yaiche Suryamsa Kirana Yaiche Agni Jwala Chaya. We are like the spark of the fire. Agni Jwala Chaya. Agni Jwala Chaya, which Prabhupada translates as molecular particle of fire. So we are like a spark from Krishna's fire. Krishna is the fire, we are like the spark. And therefore the spark has the tendency to become separated from the fire. And when we become separated from the fire, our fiery nature becomes extinguished. Right? If the spark gets separated from the fire, becomes extinguished. Similarly, when we forget Krishna, as mentioned in today's verse, then our spiritual nature becomes extinguished and we become more or less dead, spiritually dead. And therefore we find expressions in the Vedic scriptures, like for example in the Sri Upanishad, Atmaha. Atmaha means the killer of the soul. By choosing to come to the material world, we become the killer of the soul. By choosing to remain in the material world, we become killer of ourselves. We are killing ourselves. We are committing suicide. So, our constitutional position is, our svarup is Krishnadas, eternal servant of Krishna. Right now there is a big debate on Vast, which I'm not able to follow because it's too long. I have too much service to do to read all that. There is a big debate about the origin of the jiva. What is the origin of the jiva? The old, new subject. Some of you are there, so maybe you can update me if I'm out of touch. It is not one of my favorite topics because it was not one of Srila Prabhupada's favorite topics. We go to the point of getting into jnana, trying to understand Krishna through jnana. And here in this section it is very clearly explained in a few verses before that actually this is a topic which is achintya. Achintya means inconceivable. So if we debate about something which is achintya, what we are doing is wasting time. I will read the verse where the achintya element is mentioned by Kaviraj Goswami, referring to what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching to Sri Sanatana Goswami. And it is actually a verse from the Vishnu Purana, so it is actually direct Shastra. Shaktaya sarva bhavanam achintya jnana gochara. Achintya jnana gochara. Yatoto brahmanastastu sargadya bhava shaktaya. Bhavanti tapatam shrishta bhavakasya yatoshnata. All the creative energies which are inconceivable to a common man. So all these shaktis, including the jiva shakti, are inconceivable, exist in the Supreme Absolute Truth. These inconceivable energies act in the process of creation, maintenance, and annihilation. O chief of the ascetics, just as there are two energies possessed by fire, namely heat and light, these inconceivable creative energies are the natural characteristics of the Absolute Truth. Of course, achintya, inconceivable, does not mean that can never be understood. It can be understood, but it can be understood only by revelation. It cannot be understood by argument. Tarko apratishtanat. Tarka, logic, argument, is not the foundation to understand the inconceivable nature of Krishna and the inconceivable nature of his energies, which in one sense are non-different from him. Also, an important consideration is to remember that we are Tatashta Shakti. Tatashta Shakti means we have the tendency to become extinguished due to our minute nature. We have the tendency to forget. Those who advocate that we never were in Goloka, in the spiritual world, because, as Srila Prabhupada says in the fourth canto, the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that not even the leaves fall from Vaikuntha, right? This is the statement. Not even the leaves fall from Vaikuntha. So therefore, we were never in the material, in the spiritual world. Some Gaudiya Vaishnava scholars advocate that, and they will quote the term anadi bair mukha, which means, anadi means beginningless. So there is no origin to the condition of the soul. Bair mukha, beginningless, the soul is situated in bair mukha, in the external energy. Srila Prabhupada doesn't seem to advocate such an interpretation when we read at the purport of today's verse. Srila Prabhupada translates anadi as since time immemorial. Since time immemorial, it means that we cannot remember the origin of our conditioning. We do not know, really, when we contacted material nature. We simply don't know. And this is the best position to take. We have no clue. Instead of arguing back and forth as if we had clue, we have no clue. This is the truth. Who really knows? Krishna knows. He is Abhigya, he is all-knowing, the Bhagavatam says. Yamadhi sayatun vayati taratas charteshu Abhigya svarat. Shri Krishna, he is the origin of everyone. Yamadhi asya yataha. He's our origin. Therefore, he knows. He's abhigya. We are originated from him, and we are insignificant. So insignificant that whatever perspectives we have at the present time, whatever philosophical perspective we have, as soon as we die, all our philosophy is useless. That's the truth. So much philosophy, so much argument back and forth. What for? Of course, that's not to say, Srila Prabhupada, I don't want to undermine that devotee scholars get together and that's their nature. The scholars have to argue. Otherwise, what type of a scholar is that? If there is no argument, there should be some passion for argument. But ultimately, we will not understand Krishna. We will not understand ourselves by argument. And as insignificant as we are, we should remember, we do not know. Only Krishna knows. Only those who have fully realized Krishna, they know. But those who actually have fully realized Krishna, it will be very difficult to make understand to someone who has not realized Krishna by argument. Will not be by argument, will be by service that the person will be able to understand. Argument may be there to give us an idea. It gives us an idea how it is. Srila Prabhupada's approach was one of we go back home, back to Godhead. Even his magazine was back to Godhead. We go back. It is not that we were constitutionally, we were in the material world, anadi, since without beginning, and then we go back to Krishna. Of course, Gaudiya Vaishnava scholars who say that we were in our conditioning is beginningless, they emphasize the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami, Brahmanda Brahmite Konna Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Latavich, that the seat of devotional service is given by the spiritual master. And therefore the idea is that there was no seat. We were conditioned, and then the seat was given, is given to us. And by the mercy of Krishna, and particularly by the mercy of Guru, then our consciousness becomes awakened. That's the argument. But there are so many verses where the constitutional position of the soul as being an eternal servant of Krishna is given, that we cannot take such a statement without considering all the other statements. That's actually a lack of comprehensiveness. We talk about in scholarship to make a comprehensive study. A comprehensive study should be made. And actually, generally, the conclusion is not by argument. Here it is said, achintya gochara. We cannot understand by argument. It is inconceivable. We cannot understand that which is beyond time, the transcendental world, which is beyond past, present, and future, with the mind, intelligence, and body, which are subjected to past, present, and future. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada in the purport he's very clear when he says, being in the marginal position, he sometimes, the soul, sometimes attracted by the external illusory energy. He sometimes attracted. And this sometimes, we are some of these people, some of those, sometimes. And we are here, conditioned. And this is what we know. We know that we are covered by ignorance. This is what we know. And this is the beginning of his material life. So Prabhupada is talking about a beginning of the beginningless. Whatever that means. But Prabhupada is speaking like that. When he enters the material energy, he's subjected to the threefold time measurement, past, present, and future. Therefore, when we discuss the term anadi from the past, present, and future perspective, it is actually a fruitless debate. Because how can we understand that which is beginningless from the platform of past, present, and future? It's very difficult. How is it possible? How can we understand the eternal from the platform of the temporary? It is not possible. We need to become situated in the eternal nature. And we become situated in the eternal nature only through bhakti. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, bhakti amam abhijanati yavanjas chasmi tatvataha. Tatva, Krishna tatva, jiva tatva, shakti tatva, rasa tatva can be understood only by bhakti, by devotional service. And bhakti means service to Krishna and service to Krishna's bhaktas, to Krishna's devotees. That's bhakti. And then when we do this, then naturally things become revealed, and we do not need to explain everything. That's the problem. That's why we are here, because we wanted to explain everything. We wanted to be God. He can explain everything. He's abhigya, he knows everything. We don't need to know everything. Our position is just to do our service. That's our position. Of course, it's good to try to understand, to the best of our ability, the statements of sadhu, shastra, and guru. But when there are apparent contradictions, we should take them as they come and understand them through service, not through the intellect. The intellect will not do. Gyane prayasa mudapasya namanta eva jivanti sammukaritam bhavadiya varta stanestita shrutigatam tanuvam manovir ye praya sojita jito apisaistilokyam. This is the first statement accepted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the goal of life spoken by Sri Ramananda Roy. And the statement rejects jnana, the endeavor to understand God through jnana, jnane prayasa. Prayasa is one of the causes of diminution of devotional service or of failure of devotional service. Which means fruitless endeavor, sterile argument. It is better just to hear what the acharyas have said, just here. Here, here, and here, and here. And when there are apparent contradictions or different explanations, then we take the explanation of our acharya, of our spiritual master. Yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tata guru tasya itikatite yarta prakashante mahatmana. By service, again by bhakti to God, yasya deve, and to guru, to the spiritual master, then all the secrets of scripture are revealed. And ultimately the main point is that we are eternal servants of Krishna. That's the main point. We will find the statements in favor of we were never in Goloka. We will find statements very clear, like Brihat Bhagavatamrita is very clear, that if we look at the whole narrative is pretty clear. Gopakumar, he's a cocker boy. He feels attracted to Krishna in Vrindavan, and he's going even to Vaikuntha, and he doesn't find himself. And he's doing it through the process of Nam Sankirtan. This is what his guru gives him. There is no description that the guru gives him any Siddha Deha initiation, just Nam Sankirtan. And through Nam Sankirtan, he finds his position in the spiritual world, and he is welcomed by Krishna when he arrives. Immediately Krishna recognizes him. And the name is different, the spiritual world and the name here. In case it was not clear enough, the name is different. And even if others do not remember him, Krishna remembers everyone. The one who is Abhigya is Krishna. Not everyone has to be Abhigya necessarily. So there are such, and then we find Murari Gupta's case in Chaitanya Charitamrita, how Lord Chaitanya asked him to worship Krishna, because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he was a devotee, he was a Ram Bhakta. And he tried during the whole night, he tried to apply Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions. He didn't want to disobey his divine master. But he couldn't forget Lord Ramachandra. His heart was totally absorbed in Lord Ramachandra. He couldn't forget him, even though he had received an instruction of his guru, his spiritual master. Not a direct guru in terms of initiation, because Murari Gupta was older than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was the Prabhu, he was the big Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, the great master. So he couldn't follow the instruction, and therefore he was crying all night, because he wanted to follow, but he could not follow. And then when he revealed his predicament to Lord Chaitanya next day, Lord Chaitanya actually embraced him and said, "You are actually an incarnation of Hanuman. Therefore you cannot forget Lord Ramachandra." So there are indications of constitutional relationship with the Lord in many parts of the scripture that's there. And that emphasis is given by Srila Prabhupada. And then there are other statements which makes things confusing. Anadi, Anadi Vair Mukha, since time immemorial we are in the material world. That means, If we will try to calculate, and we will write a positive number, a one here, and then we will write as many zeros as you can imagine, and we could go writing up to Brussels, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, up to Brussels. And that's even not finished. That's just to give us an idea. It could go up to Brussels and then take an to the airport, take an airplane, and you can continue write zeros up to New York. And then you can go to, what is the NASA, where are the place where they throw the spaceships to? Texas, Houston. Then you take an airplane to Houston from New York, you continue writing zeros from there to Houston, Texas, and then you take a spaceship and go to the moon. Whether you believe or not, but you can do an exercise for the sake of the exercise and continue writing zeros. So that's since time immemorial. For how many lifetimes we are suffering, samsara dukkha is described here, samsara dukkha. The jiva is suffering due to forgetting Krishna. Krishna bully. The real issue here is Krishna bully. We have forgotten Krishna. That's the real issue. The real topic is Jivera Svarup Hoi Krishnera Nityadas. We're eternal servants of Krishna. And we have forgotten Krishna for such a long time. Whether we forgot Krishna from Goloka, from the Brahma Jyoti, from Mahavishnu, from some realm, Tatashta realm, wherever you like, the real point is that we have forgotten Krishna and we should not waste time in useless endeavor. We should use our time to serve Krishna's devotees. That's the point. And then Prabhupada says, then we go back home, back to Godhead. We go back to what we have forgotten, whether in an explicit manner or in an implicit manner. It doesn't matter. That's what Prabhupada said. If we're in the middle of a fire, what's the point of trying to search for the origin of the fire when we are burning and we're having so much pain due to the fire of material existence? Get out of the fire. And then if there is any need to look for the cause of the fire, we look at it. And if there is no need, there is no need. This will be Srila Prabhupada's approach to such arguments, generally speaking. Anyway, I got into this topic because many times devotees argue and they spend a lot of time. And the real point is we shouldn't waste time. We should serve Krishna. We should remember Krishna. Otherwise, we will remain in the anadi vair mukha, in this beginningless entanglement of material existence. Comments or questions on this topic or any related matters?
Thank you. is our case. We came from messenger, from Prabhupada, from other parampara. We never saw Krishna. And by this we conquered Krishna. It's so sweet.
Yes, we don't really know. The fact is that we don't know. And therefore the Bhagavatam uses the term adokshaya. In many places, we were discussing 2 days ago, sabaipum samparo dharmo yato bhakti adokshaye ahaitukya pratihata yayatma suprasiddhati. What's the meaning of adokshaya? Who remembers? Beyond the Lord, who is beyond our sense perception. So we do not see Krishna. We don't know. That's our present condition. Our so-called past condition, we talk about past, present, and future. According to Srila Prabhupada in today's purport, this is actually the dimension of Maya. Maya means, literally, one of the literal meanings given by Prabhupada is that which is not. So that past, present, and future is actually illusory from the perspective of the real condition of the self, of the soul. Therefore, but if we look from this conditioned state, the past, what happened in the past, we don't really know. We don't really know. When Krishna tells Sarupa in Brihad Bhagavatamrita that he was waiting for him, gives, we don't know if did he see directly Krishna or not. We don't know. That's the fact. We don't know. But we know that, as you very well said, by hearing from the pure devotees, we can know. So, 2 years ago, I had in my hands one, when I visited Sasvarup Maharaj in the U.S., one book, some of you may have read it. It's written by an anonymous Christian monk, The Dark Cloud of the Unknowing. Anyone read that book? The Dark Cloud of the Unknowing. It's a very good book, actually, because this monk, anonymous monk, explains this principle. The principle of loving God without really knowing Him. And this is what the Bhagavatam says. We know God by hearing, but we don't really see God, as Srila Prabhupada says, face to face until He reveals Himself. So we may give a whole philosophical explanation. We may repeat what we have heard, but we don't really see. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his explanation of the 9 processes from Shraddha to Prema in Madhurya Kadambini, he describes when the devotee meets Krishna, that the devotee starts glorifying Krishna when he sees him face to face. And then he says that actually, I was writing poetry in order to glorify you, and I thought I was writing very beautiful poetry. But now that I see you, I feel regret for having written such poetry because I was not properly describing you. And he makes a comparisons. He again uses poetry to illustrate how bad his poetry was. So he says that actually my poetry, I was comparing your eyes to the lotus flower. And this, we find such statements in a scripture. But actually, my poetry, you know that I see your lotus, your eyes, my poetry was like trying to compare a mountain of gold to a chickpea. Or a mosquito to Garuda Dev. So, the point is that we don't really know. What we know is what we receive, and we repeat. And then by seva, whenever Krishna will reveal himself, then we can see. But it is not an intellectual exercise. It is not an issue of perception that we put a stamp and we say, this is, like we make a stamp and okay, this is the person who has seen Krishna. Of course, we take shelter of the Acharya, and we know that the Acharya, we have the faith that the Acharya has seen Krishna, faith to faith, but we it's a matter of faith. We don't really know. Let's face it. Otherwise, what we do, we pretend that we are seeing when we are not seeing. And that's cheating. We see through Shastra, Shastra Chakshus. We see through Shastra Chakshus. We see through whatever revelation coming from Bhakti by the mercy of the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas and Krishna, because they are representing Krishna, ultimately it's Krishna's mercy. By their mercy, whatever they reveal, we see. But we don't see more than that. And one of the problems many times we have in our movement sometimes, in the preaching movement, we're a preaching movement, sometimes we preach beyond our realization, and that's a problem. That creates so many problems. The whole apasampradaya, sahaja, all these things is coming from preaching beyond realization, pretending that which we have no clue. We don't know. Let's face it. We are minute jivas who don't know. We know only what we get by mercy. That's what we know. Other comments or questions? Yes, by service, by hearing and by service. This is how Krishna becomes revealed. Any other comments or questions? Let me see if I understood your question, just to confirm. You are saying that we tend to forget the suffering, we don't experience so much the suffering of material nature, that's what you are saying, and because we forget the suffering, then we forget Krishna? Is that the point? When we don't suffer, we think we are okay, we are... Yes, that's another effect of the illusion of forgetting Krishna, that we are so much in Maya that we don't experience the pain of separation from Krishna. And therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada taught us that we should learn how to serve Krishna, how to love Krishna in separation. That's the process of remembering Krishna, remembering we are separated from Krishna, and to serve Krishna in separation, following in the footsteps of those who really love Krishna in separation. That's the process. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that the best way of serving Krishna, of loving Krishna, is following in the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan, especially the gopis of Vrindavan. Ramyak chit upasana vrajabadu pargena yakalpita. The best way of serving Krishna is following in the footsteps of the gopis of Vrindavan, because they love Krishna in separation. By hearing about their love, our nitya siddha Krishna prema, sadhya kabunai, our natural nitya siddha, it's eternal, our eternal condition of perfection. Nitya siddha Krishna prema, love for Krishna is our eternal constitutional position. Sadhya is the perfectional stage. Kabunai. Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte. By hearing, Shuddha Chitte, the pure consciousness, becomes uncovered. The consciousness is covered by identification with matter to the point that even to the point that we become like the pig in the stool, pig, hawk. In the stool, we are in the middle of the stool and we think it's warm. Yeah, we think it's okay. It's warm. And the hawk is there and is enjoying and is not realizing how much he's suffering. So we are in the middle of material existence. There is so much suffering. But due to forgetfulness, we think it is okay, it is fine. Therefore, the process is continuous hearing, continuous chanting, continuous sadhu sangha, and continuous service. Then naturally, we become cured. Like a person who has amnesia, sometimes a person forgets his reality, and then it becomes a very difficult situation. Of course, the nature of illusion is that when we forget, even in the forgetfulness, we don't suffer so much. That's actually Krishna's mercy. Krishna puts some anesthesia even in the suffering. Krishna is very merciful. Like my mother once, she had an infection. I think it was a urine infection, like this, and the bladder, and she couldn't recognize. We thought it was Alzheimer. She couldn't recognize my father anymore. Very dramatic situation, actually. Now we can have a laugh. We can talk about it because she called the police. She called the police and she said, "This man is here in the kitchen doing his supper. He is a very cheeky man. He came here and he couldn't forget him. My father was suffering like anything. He was suffering a lot. Can you imagine? You are living with someone for 50 years and then that person, so many emotional exchanges, so much interaction, and then the person cannot remember you and calls the police to kick you out of the house which you have paid working hard like anything. So this is the situation in the material world. But my mother, at that moment, her suffering was another. She was not suffering because she had forgotten my father. It was a different suffering. So this is, somehow Krishna gives anesthesia, and we are suffering, but we don't fully realize how much we are suffering. Therefore, we need to hear and to contrast the situation. In that case, we need philosophy first to wake up, that we are here, we are in the middle of the stool, get out of here. It's polluted, get out. So hearing, chanting, sadhu, sangha, and seva, and then gradually we wake up. And if we don't wake up, then Krishna may help us a little, may put a little more speed into the suffering condition. Otherwise, nature will take care, like old age illness will help us to remember if we forget. Yeah, in one sense, yes, in one sense, not. There is no difference in that we are hearing about Krishna, so it's Krishna. Krishna is present. Namachintamani Krishnas, Abhinatmam Nama Namino. Krishna is not non-different from his holy name, from his katha. So in that sense, there is no difference. We are associating with Krishna by hearing. There is difference in the filters of our conditioning that do not allow to see Krishna face to face. That's the difference, that's there. And therefore, in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, there is an analysis of different types of darshan. There is the antar darshan, darshan within the heart, like Narada Muni had darshan within the heart. Then there is sakshat darshan, darshan face to face. And before that, before either antar darshan or sakshat darshan, there is shastra darshan, shastra chakshus. We see through hearing, through the ears. So that's the way of gradually seeing. And this will awaken our spiritual senses, which will allow us to perceive Krishna face to face. Whenever he reveals himself, and whenever our senses are completely manifest, our real senses. So there is a difference in the level of realization of Krishna, and there is no difference in that Krishna is so merciful that he becomes manifest through the tanmatras, through the objects of the senses, through sound, through form. He becomes personally present. That's his mercy. He's actually everywhere, like he's present everywhere, even in matter. Like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur refers to the Shuddha Advaita philosophy of the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, pure monism. The Vallabhacharyas, they are very much into that. I didn't study it in detail, but as from what I have read, there is unity. Krishna is present also. He's present in matter. So this is the unity, that Krishna is present everywhere. I'll stop here because it's the time, and I want the blessings of our Vice President. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.